From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Negotiators from both sides of Yemen's brutal civil war are meeting in Sweden today. The Yemeni government, supported by Saudi Arabia and indirectly by the U.S., have been fighting Houthi rebels, supported by Iran. The result has been death and starvation. Out of a population of 27 million, nearly 23 million Yemenis are now dependent on aid to survive. The UN says the conflict could soon produce the world's worst famine in 100 years. Rama Hansraj is Yemen Country Director for Relief International. We reached her in Sana'a. Good morning, or good evening.
Good evening.
Can you tell us what you're seeing on the ground?
So, based on Relief International's experience, we are a bit alarmed with the dramatic deterioration in the situation over the recent months in Yemen, where millions of people's lives are basically at risk of famine. To be precise, almost 22.7 million people are basically dependent on humanitarian aid right now, while the country's population is basically 27 million, and we have almost 2.3 million IDPs moving around in the country.
And IDPs is internally displaced people.
Yes. There's an IPC analysis, which is basically an integrated phase classification of food security that is happening. It is about to release in a couple of weeks, and we hope that would also give us good indicators on what is the actual situation right now on ground. And we will be able to really say, if the situation is basically improving due to the aid that was provided over the past year or, due to the current inflation and devaluation of Yemeni rial, basically the situation is deteriorating.
It is one thing for a relief organization to, say, come in after an earthquake and, provide what's needed. It must be a totally different proposition to be a relief organization in a war zone. How do you get aid to civilians in a situation where people are literally shooting at one another?
Especially with active conflict going on, it has been quite difficult for us as humanitarian organizations to reach out to the most needy populations in Yemen, especially in the front lines of the conflict. As Relief International, we do have very good relationships with the authorities to move the aid to the communities. But it's obvious that in such a situation where, it's difficult to get humanitarian access while we are dealing with a lot of bureaucratic impediments on ground, even like the process of conducting of humanitarian needs assessments, sometimes it's so difficult to reach out to some of these remote locations that samples are basically drawn from, pretty much accessible areas. Making the people living in those really vulnerable areas more vulnerable.
One of your biggest aid programs involves giving out cash or cash vouchers. Why cash in a situation like this?
At Relief International, we do a combination of direct food distribution, we do vouchers, and we do cash. Mostly urban areas, and we prefer to provide cash to the families. There are two major reasons for this. One is basically to, as Relief International, we do believe that people should access aid with full dignity. And we believe that providing cash instead of just distributing food gives them the dignity and the opportunity of buying whatever they would like to with the cash that is provided to them. Plus, we also believe that infusing cash, the families able to, buy will also sustain the local markets, especially the small and marginal traders who are operational in Yemen. So in areas where the markets are operational and we are able to help people, through vouchers, and we would like to see the economy, basically sustaining through whatever aid infusion that is also going into the communities while we address the needs of the communities. And in areas where, it's very difficult, to access and the markets, there we do direct food distributions as well.
Cash helps more than just the people who would use it to buy the food. It helps the people that the food is purchased from. It has sort of knock-on effects. But how do you get the cash in and distribute it? There's no functioning central bank there. Do you just fly out crates of cash?
So So it's an interesting question, actually. I mean, honestly, in Yemen, yes, there are difficulties with the banking system, but we do use private banks, to get these aid to the families. One of the biggest programs that we are going to start in Aden next year, early next year, actually, is basically, through support from UNICEF, reaching out with cash support to almost 36,000 families. And how we proposing to do is basically work with WFP, which is in turn contracting banks and other financial institutions to be able to, deliver the cash to the last beneficiaries. I mean, the beneficiaries living in really remote locations. Although the situation is, dire, we still think the banking system is operational and it is possible.
You know, if you could get any message to the people who are capable of stopping this conflict, the negotiators, what would you say? What would you tell them?
As a humanitarian organization, we are really calling upon all parties to end hostilities, commit to ceasefire, and give peace a chance. And the talks in Sweden are very, very critical in that way. And we really hope something good comes out of this.
Rama Hansraj is the Yemen Country Director for Relief International. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.